531. PMN News at 6. Kia ora na koutou katoa toa ko Atitahi Potaka News tōku ingoa. The Prime Minister is defending new rules allowing police to be more aggressive in their approach to fleeing drivers. It means police can now initiate more pursuits than before. Chris Hipkins says it's a balancing act.
No one wants to see the police pursuits policy creating additional unnecessary harm to public safety. But I also don't think we want to see fleeing drivers get away with it or feel that they can just put the foot down and get away with it. So I think, you know, the police are working to try and find more of a balance. And I want to be clear here too, that the people who are putting public safety at risk are not the police. It is the people who are trying to outrun the police.
The Tongan community is mourning the death of Princess Mele Siuili. My apologies, whānau. Princess Mele Siuili Kutapu Kalani Uvalu Fotofili. The princess died in Auckland yesterday morning and her body will be returned to Tonga. Community leader Pakilau Manaselua says her speech at the Dawn Raids apology has left a lasting impression.
Especially that powerful moment where she addressed the Prime Minister and spoke to the fact that the government committed a serious breach of that vow. And she spoke with commanding presence, humble but regal presence that epitomised who I am as a Tongan. And she reminded me of the late great Gwen Sarlotte, her grandmother.
And the government has expressed its condolences following the death of the princess, Mele Siuili Kutapu Kalani Uvalu Fotofili. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says she was a formidable leader and a proud advocate for women and the Tongan language. Deputy Prime Minister Carmel Sepuloni says her legacy lives on in many Tongan women as the first woman elected to Tonga's parliament and a patron of Tongan handicrafts at the Langa Whanua Gallery. Older Massey Ferguson tractors are being sent to Tonga because they outlast computerised tractors. Farmers are using them to till volcanic ash from last year's volcanic eruption into the soil. Peter Rodwell of the Pasifika Safe Shelter Trust says the old tractors can be easily fixed in Tonga. There is encouragement for Pacific youth to use their language, even if it is just a few words. It's Samoan Language Week, with the theme Mitamita I Laungangana, Moa'alofa Asino Manga, Be Proud of Your Language and Grounded in Your Identity. Māngere MP Le Maunga Lydia Sosene wants her children and the next generation to work through their shyness and speak with pride.
Whatever your language, wha tonga, wha Samoa, kuki airami, it's really important that you look at yourself in the mirror. You need to be proud.
Yeah.
You need to be confident. Even if it's salofalava maloilele, that's a start. And that's what we want, the legacy for our young ones.
The Health Ministry says 49 more people have died with COVID-19. It follows last week's reporting of 43 deaths. There are more than 14,300 new cases of COVID-19. Tokelau's largest atoll, Nukunonu, is now out of lockdown after experiencing its first community cases of COVID-19. Nukunonu now has 6 positive community cases who are all within the same household. They include 2 new cases who are children from the same family that has been isolating together. The minimum wage in the Cook Islands is set to increase by 50 cents to $9 an hour. The change will come into effect from July. The caregiver's allowance, which goes to people looking after elderly or people with a disability, this will increase from $200 every month to $300. And to sport, former All Blacks coach Steve Hansen is urging rugby fans to give Israel Folau a second chance. Folau was jeered by fans at Twickenham while playing for the World 15 in London this morning. Hansen says while he doesn't agree with Folau's views, he should be given an opportunity to change. Folau was sacked by Rugby Australia 4 years ago for anti-gay social media posts. Finally, American Idol Iam Thongi has a few offers on the table following his sensational success in one of America's most televised song competitions. The 18-year-old Hawaiian-born artist says he's got a few gigs lined up, but he's keen on becoming a singer-songwriter.
Working on more music. I can't really get into detail about it. I'm trying to get out to shows and play live. I love performing live. It's one of my passions about music is performing live. So I like reggae, island music, country music. But I'm trying to lean more towards singer-songwriter.
That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.